you might be aware that four Irish players headed across to the United States, well, one of them is there already, for the NFL International Player Pathway Program. And after originally meant to be over there for just really a week in Indianapolis, they've certainly caught an attention there and were kept down in Florida for a few more weeks. One of them was our own Dara Leader from Castlegar, and he joins me here to have a chat about the experience. And Dara, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Naz, hi Darren, it's my pleasure to be on and talk to you guys. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, so yeah, lots to fill in on.
Yeah, you were just telling me before we started recording that you're back home in Kansas where you're based living at the moment. And it's pretty much just kind of seeing what happens from here on in. Is that right?
Yeah, so for most of us, a big determinant of where you go or if you go somewhere will be after the NFL draft. So teams have like boards of guys and kickers they want. And let's say if they get a certain guy on draft day, then they'll take him. But if they don't get him, then they'll move to the next guy, and the next guy could be one of the Irish lads. So for most of us, we'll be waiting until after that, the draft on April 26th. So it's just a little bit like a month away, basically.
You mentioned there it's been a crazy couple of weeks. Tell us about the experience because, as I mentioned there in the intro, you're meant to go to a combine in Indianapolis at the end of February, and
Yeah.
you attracted attention, the four of you in particular. I know there was 16 of you in total, and there's a few more rugby
Yeah.
players from around the British Isles and such. But you attracted interest, and you knocked in the door anyway, at the very least.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like the NFL Combine is known as like the biggest interview a person can do in their life. It's the best players in college football that year, all best maybe 300 players are selected. And then you go to Indy for a couple of days and do all different kinds of testing and stuff. And then you go out and you perform your skills. So for us, it's kicking and punting. And yeah, it was a crazy experience to be involved in that, because like it's just like the environment. It's like the biggest thing in the NFL for the month of March. And it's just like the best, or February side, just like the best guys. And you've seen all like these famous like quarterbacks and stuff all around. And so you're getting constantly asked questions. And even for us kickers and punters, we did this a thing. It's basically like speed dating. So we went into a room on the Sunday morning, and every NF does 10 tables, and each table there was 8 to 10 NFL scouts. And you have 10 minutes at each table. You just sit down, and these guys are just asking all these questions, and I'm trying to explain to them why they should sign a 30-year-old Irish lad who's never played American football before. So yeah, it was a crazy experience. And then like obviously then with the combine then later in the day, which is also just a really cool event to be a part of. I've watched for years, and it's just like it was insane the fact four Irish lads were sitting there and kicking and punting at us.
Yeah, and you're still in the mix there. Anyway, I'm going to come back to you about the experience of that in a minute, but you just said there that you hadn't played American football. Now, you have a connection, which we'll get to, but of course, we know you down here from your time playing for Connacht Rugby. You would have played in the Heineken Cup. You represented Ireland as well. You once thought a phone call from Joe Schmidt was a prank, but what you call it, you have an extensive CV built up from your time at home.
So obviously, I played for Connacht for 8 years, and that was an amazing time. Obviously, we had some big wins, and Joe gotten to play alongside some great players like Bundy and Dan Parks and different lads. So it was a really cool time. And the yeah, like and obviously in rugby, my ability was mainly my kicking, so it transfers very well to punting in American football. So that's why the kind of transition was definitely there. And obviously with Tadhg doing football as well, and him kind of getting involved in the NFL, it made complete sense to kind of give this a go.
Yeah, because one of the questions I was going to ask is about the time and why now. But of course, you mentioned Tadhg there as well. So you have a bit of experience in what Tadhg is, the opportunities the Tadhg has brought through the leader kicking as well. And you've been a consultant there too, if you haven't been playing.
So basically the Ty got involved with this IPP program, and he was obviously looking all over the world for the best kickers, and it just so happened the three of them seemed to be in Ireland. And then he was just chatting to me about it, and then around Thanksgiving time he was like, there, he's like, I don't know why I haven't thought of this, but he's like, you literally, I think I have like the fifth longest kick in rugby history in a professional games. And Ty was like, there, why the hell haven't I asked you yet? And I didn't think of it either. And then he just goes, if you can send me footage punting in Kansas, I can put it in front of the NFL guys in 2 days' time. And then if they think you're good enough, you can be in. So basically, yeah, I went and did some kicking, and then sent it on to Tadhg. And then 2 days later, he's like, yeah, the head of the program, James Cook, said you can be in if you want to be in. So yeah, it took us a while to figure it out, but in hindsight, it made complete sense. Like Pickens my ability. I've always had a big boot, and so it definitely transferred real well across to the American football punting.
Yeah, Dara, I was just laughing there because I have three brothers myself, and we're the last people we think of something like
Yeah.
that until the last moment. Like,
No.
you were based over in America. Was that a decision you always planned to do to go over studying, or was it just when your college career came to an end, you decided this was a chance for new life and to build your qualifications? Because you went to, of
Yeah.
course, to NUIG here before studying in Clemson University.
Yeah, so I was just after when I was finishing up with Connacht and COVID, I was just kind of weighing up my next options, and I basically sent a few emails to different colleges in the States. I've always wanted to live over here, and I wanted to do a master's, so I just emailed a few different colleges saying, "Hey, if you can cover my master's, I'll come and coach your rugby team." So thankfully, Clemson University got back to me and said they'd do that. So I went over and lived in South Carolina at Clemson for 2 years, done my MBA. That was an amazing experience. Like, the people, you wouldn't think in a random spot in South Carolina there's people that love rugby, but it's crazy. We had 60 guys training every day or twice a week, and like, they just create rugby mad at Clemson. So that was a really cool experience. And obviously, it's a huge football school as well, so I got to be immersed in kind of like, they won the national championship the year before I got there. So they're like massive football school, set out an 86,000 seater stadium every week during the college football season. So it was a really good experience there. And then I moved to Kansas City like a year ago to just start the working life and move on to the next professional career.
You just mentioned about the football there. You did inquire about the possibilities of playing football for Clemson, but I think it's some college rule that what made you ineligible.
So yeah, you can't, once you start college or university, you have a 5 year clock. And because I did that in NUIG back in 2010, so my clock finished 2015. But I did think about trying it, because obviously when Tig was doing it, and I had a few kicking sessions. Like, when I moved to Clemson, out of pure randomness in the world, Tig just ended up living like an hour away for the first 2 weeks I moved over. So, and that was when he was starting his football stuff. So I did a bit of kicking with him then, and I thought about it, but then once we realized the football rule was in place, I realized I couldn't do it. But yeah, it would have been a very cool thing to do. And obviously with Leader Kicking now, that's what Tig's doing for lots of different lads, trying to get them scholarships to American football colleges. And that's going really well on that side as well. So I've no doubt you'll see lots more Irish guys kicking in college football in the coming years.
Yeah, to grow Ireland is a growing market for the NFL. So we've often seen college games over here in particular and NFL matches around Europe. Let's go back to the combine. You went down to Indy for that. For yourself, though, a bit of bad luck, an injury curtailed you. It didn't knock you out of the game, but curtailed you a little bit.
Yeah, so just like, as actually we're doing some kicking, our first ever time the week after we got there, the head of the NFL Combine, Randy Brown, he's the kicking coach of Justin Tucker, who's like the best kicker in basically NFL history. He was like, he wants to have a look at us, so we went down to the University of Florida for a session, and then we walk in the door, he comes over chatting to the four Irish lads, and then he was like, "Oh, I hope you don't mind. I brought John Harbaugh along with us, who's like the second longest NFL coach for the Baltimore Ravens. He's been coaching there for 11 years." So then John Harbaugh is just watching us kicking, and so he we for about 30 minutes we're just doing some field goal stuff, and I was actually going really well. I was 6 for 6, and so our first time kicking in front of someone, and he was loving us then. But unfortunately, on my sixth kick, I just kicked the ball, and whatever happened, I felt a bit of a pop in my hip, so or a strain, so I pulled my hip flexor, so that kind of kept me out of the combine. But it was still, obviously, when I went to the combine, so you might have seen when the other lads kick, Charlie and Rory especially, I hold the ball for them. So that was still like in a very important job. And it's a very like difficult job as well, because you have to catch the ball and place it down and spin the ball and have it at the right angle for the guys to kick in like 0.3 or 4 of a second. So I still fortunately got to do that at the combine, show that skill off, even though I wasn't able to punt.
Yeah, but even that's a good point there as well, because I was going to ask you about that, because that has been acknowledged, your ability to do that role at least. So it's keeping your options open. I know
Yeah.
the dream is to be kicker or a punter with a team first and foremost, but at least that, and Dara, a bit of bench pressing, I believe, which didn't do you any harm
Yeah.
either.
No, yeah, obviously, when we had the pro day last Wednesday, yeah, most often punters don't even bench, because they just wouldn't get many reps. But I obviously, from my rugby days, I'm a strong enough dude, so I decided to kind of do that in front of the scouts, so I could do yeah, put something on tape. And yeah, it went very well. I got 23 reps of 102 kg, so that's
You're
not
too short of
not
the record, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, the record's 24. So, yeah, I was hoping to try and get there. And in fairness, the guy who's doing spotting, he pulled the bar off me very early. He didn't let me kind of fight. I'm good at fighting under the bar, but he took it off me the second it wasn't moving very fast. He pulled it off me. But yeah, it was crazy to get to do that and just seeing like I got millions of views on all different things and everyone's messaging me about it. And yeah, so that was a cool way to start my day at the pro day.
Yeah, just mentioned the pro day there as well, because that was another big event there too. But at least you had something there to bring to the table and keep yourself involved. And as you said earlier on, it's like speed dating to a certain degree, but it's an experience that I just can't imagine happening in rugby or Gaelic games or something, that
No.
you've like rival coaches together and you're trying to sell yourself, and then
Yeah.
not just convince them, they're trying to see can they be the one to get you above the other if that's the way it pans out.
Yeah, no, there's nothing like it in any other sport, I wouldn't say. Like there's no event where just all the best players are just there and you just like everyone's getting evaluated. And even when you're doing the kicking and holding at the combine, like every coach is just in a V around you. Everything goes quiet. Your number's called, you go up, you do your job, you kick the ball, you hold the ball, you score. And then you go back, and it's just like the most high pressure. Like the pressure I felt before, like even just I know I was just holding before that first hole for Ingo's Rory. Like my heart rate was going about 120, 130 a minute, just like and I was just standing there, and like I'd never felt like that for any kick or in rugby or anything like that. So it's just a different level. And obviously the NFL is the biggest league in the world. It's the difficult league to get into, and so all of us are trying to do that on a couple of months training. So it's obviously not an easy thing, but yeah, it was an amazing, amazing thing to be a part of. And yeah, hopefully just to start, lots more to come from all of us in the future.
Oh, I certainly hope so, Dara. What's your feeling like? You're back home now, as we mentioned. You're back in Kansas. What's your feeling like at the moment leaving? You've left everything on the table there. You've given a month, at least, I think it is, to
Yeah,
this.
it's almost 2 months, yeah.
How are you feeling at the moment about it now in regards to chances?
Yeah, so it's up in the air. So I'm a little bit different to the other guys because I wasn't able to put kicking on footage at the combine or the pro day. I'm kind of waiting to do stuff. Maybe in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, I'm going to do like my own kind of pro day where you do a live feed of you doing the stuff. So it's like 16 kicks in a row live, and then you kind of send that off to teams. So I was looking up that a few teams express. It's kind of random. And on the back of my bench press, a few teams were liking that. So, because obviously, the new kickoff rules, or people who take kickoffs might have to tackle. Like, it's a lot more likely a team will return the ball and they might make a line break. So, having a rugby guy that can tackle is like an extra guy that can do something, as opposed to usually kickers can't tackle. So, they're kind of a pointless guy if a returner's running back. So, a few teams have expressed interest off that. So, my plan is to do a pro day myself and then send that footage off to teams. And then hopefully after the pro or after the NFL draft, a few teams might have a look at me and take me in for workouts.
And that's the target at the moment, because like you're over there with Mark Jackson, Rory Bacon would be a well-known name over here for modern football. But Charlie Smith is the one that he's going with New Orleans at the moment with an opportunity. That's what you'll be
Yeah.
looking for.
Yeah. He's actually had a bit of not lucky with his flights. He's meant to be arriving in last night, but his flight was delayed basically until this morning. So he's only actually flying right now. But yeah, so the plan is most teams, if they're interested in you, they'll let you know and then they'll fly you over. I'll be back in Ireland in a week. So they'll fly you over from Ireland and then you'll do a workout. And then if they like you, they might sign you straight after the workout, or they might wait till after the draft and then, depending on how things go in the draft, sign you then. So there's still a lot of hurdles to jump through, but it's looking good for a couple of the guys might get signed. So we're in a
Well,
good place.
it certainly sounds it as well from what I've been reading and even talking to you at the moment. What's the time frame, do you reckon, before you know an answer?
Yeah, it'll probably be the end of April or early March, be kind of where you'll know. And even then, it might happen after that because obviously in training camp, people get injured. There's lots of moving parts in the NFL. So, as I said, like if someone else goes down, you could be the next in the depth chart, you could be called up. And then, yeah, there's just a lot of moving parts to it. And even especially with the fact, so they might have a certain guy in that international spot at the moment, but let's say Lewis Rees-Zammit gets an active roster spot on a team, then that international player spot's now available, so they might call you in then. So it could be a long process, but for most of it, they kind of said you should know you'll have a good inkling by end of April, early May.
Well, definitely, we wish you the best luck with that, Darren. Keep us in the loop. What's going on that? Before I let you
Okay.
go, you mentioned you're going back. You're coming home to Ireland just for a bit of a holiday or any plans?
Yeah, I'm just coming helping. So Tighe's doing a few big events with the Steelers and stuff. So if you look at Leader Kicking page, there's a lot of kicking events happening in the next few days or next week or two. So if any lads want to come out and try that, there'd be a good chance to get seen. If you want to have a look at any Gaelic football, soccer players, rugby players, want to try a bit of American football kicking and see if you do have the ability to kind of maybe get a college football scholarship or even more than that, definitely come out to it. So yeah, I'll be there with Tighe and maybe Mark and Rory and Charlie might be there as well to do some kicking with the lads. So yeah, I'll be back for a couple of weeks anyway.